This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Democratic U.S. Senator Bob Menendez of the northeastern state of New Jersey says he's been falsely accused of accepting bribes but won't be distracted from Senate work. Menendez was charged with his wife on Friday. Prosecutors say a search of the couple's home found $100,000 in gold bars and $480,000 in hidden cash. The indictment alleges Menendez provided sensitive U.S. government information and took other steps to secretly help Egypt, including ghostwriting a letter pushing other senators to lift a hold on $300 million in aid. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is to speak before the Canadian Parliament as part of his campaign to shore up support from Western allies for Ukraine's war against the Russian invasion, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Zelensky flew into Canada's capital late Thursday after meetings with President Joe Biden and lawmakers in Washington, where he faced questions about the flow of American dollars that have helped keep his troops in the fight against Russian forces. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau greeted Zelensky at Ottawa's airport and will also speak to Parliament on Friday. It's Zelensky's first visit to Canada since Russia invaded Ukraine in February 2022. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Police detained a number of protesters as rallies over the Armenian government's response to the latest fighting in Nagorno-Karabakh continued on Friday. Demonstrators have demanded authorities defend ethnic Armenians in the breakaway region and called for the resignation of Armenia's prime minister. At least 46 people were also arrested in a large protest outside the main government building in the city center on Thursday, police said. This is VOA News. World leaders are hoping to soon send Kenyan troops to Haiti to quell gang violence there. Meeting on the sidelines of the United Nations General Assembly, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken addressed the issue with Kenyan President William Ruto. VOA's senior Washington correspondent Carolyn Brzuti reports.
Kenya will lead a multinational effort of at least 1,000 soldiers to help restore peace.
Mr. President, so good to see you.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken walks across the room to shake the hand of Kenyan President William Ruto Thursday at the United Nations, just a few hours before Ruto said this before the UN General Assembly.
The cry of our brothers and sisters who were the first people to win their struggle for freedom from colonial tyranny has reached our ears and touched our hearts.
So far, Jamaica and the Bahamas have offered to assist Kenya. Carolyn Prasuti, VOA News at the United Nations.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel is at the cusp of a historic breakthrough leading to a peace agreement with Saudi Arabia, but he did not outline a clear path for clearing the hurdles facing such a deal. In an address to the UN General Assembly on Friday, Netanyahu said peace between Israel and Saudi Arabia will truly create a new Middle East. The U.S. has been seeking to broker an agreement in which Saudi Arabia would normalize relations with Israel in exchange for a U.S. defense pact, aid in developing a civilian nuclear program, and progress toward creating a Palestinian state. There were emotional scenes outside Brazil's Supreme Court on Thursday as justices ruled in favor of indigenous land rights in a historic win. Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang reports.
9 of its 11 justices rejected an interpretation which restricted indigenous land rights to areas that were physically occupied by native communities since 1988, when Brazil passed its constitution. The Supreme Court ruling was vital to resolve some 300 pending land recognition claims, according to indigenous leaders, who said communities would now be protected from land grabbers and invasion by illegal loggers and gold miners. Activists say it's also a victory for global efforts against climate change, as it would prevent deforestation on indigenous land.
Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang. The United Auto Workers expanded its strike against major U.S. automakers Friday, walking out of 38 General Motors and Stellantis parts distribution centers in 20 states. Ford was spared additional strikes because the company has met some of the union's demands during negotiations over the past week, according to UAW President Sean Fain. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.